This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
Now time for the Marketplace Inflation Calculator. In honor of Marketplace's 25th anniversary, we're looking at some of the surprising ways prices have changed over the last quarter century. A little inflation can be good for an economy. A lot can be dire. So what happens when the price of retail goods goes up faster than inflation? Marketplace's Sally Herships reports on what's happened to the price of Chanel bags over the last 2.5 decades.
I'm on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, just a few blocks away from the Chanel boutique, in a very elegant apartment.
So you're going to want me to say my name is Jean Shafiroff and I live in New York City?
Yes. Shafiroff is pouring us some Perrier. She's a philanthropist and hosts a lot of fancy fundraising events. She bought her first Chanel bag, the classic one with the quilted flap and the leather and metal chain in the 80s. She still carries it.
It's more chic now than it was then because it's vintage.
But there's nothing vintage about the price. In the mid-80s, a classic Chanel bag was under $1,000. Adjusted for inflation, the price today should be about double. But a similar purse now costs north of $4,000, way past the rate of inflation. The cost of labor is up, not to mention leather. Then there's the euro versus the dollar. But there's another big reason. Too many rich people. Paul Sonand is an analyst with Morningstar. He says in emerging markets like Asia,
those consumers want Western goods. They want cognac. They want LVMH bags. They want Swiss watches.
And they want Chanel purses. But they don't want everybody else to have them, too. Either does Chanel. So it keeps raising prices. Think of it as an exclusivity tax. Chanel isn't the only brand to have taken this approach. There's Ferrari, even Nike. Burberry famously raised its prices after its trademarked plaid started becoming too popular. Thamayi Sirdari teaches marketing at NYU Stern School of Business. She's an expert on luxury goods. She's tracked the price of Chanel bags going back decades. We stopped by the company's Madison Avenue boutique to check them out.
Everything is like on a little pedestal.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a little altar.
Yes, they're really displayed the way objects would be displayed in a museum.
A museum I didn't feel very comfortable in.
Let's go outside. I'm getting freaked out.
Okay.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
It is intimidating. That's what it is. It is done on purpose. It should intimidate you. You shouldn't feel like anybody can participate in that world.
Jean Shafiroff has an MBA. She says from a business point of view, she can appreciate the exclusivity strategy, I guess.
And making it less accessible, and I think that's a very smart business technique.
But from a personal point of view, Shafiroff says she doesn't have plans to buy a new Chanel bag anytime soon. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.